From the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University, welcome to another JPR Live Session. I'm Dave Jackson. JPR Live Sessions are made possible with support from the Talent Club. You can find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. We have a unique session for you today featuring artists from Southern Oregon. Singer-songwriter Alice DiMaselli just released a new album, Reverse the Flow. I've lost count on how many Alice DiMaselli albums we have in our music library, but let's just say it's many. She's been making original music since the late 1980s and has been in our studio more than a couple of times in that time. Joining her is Brett Levick, who produced Reverse the Flow. He also lives in Southern Oregon. He's the former frontman of an L.A. indie band called Gift Horse. His songs have been used in various TV shows, movies, and commercials like Sons of Anarchy, Boston Legal, Lucifer, Grey's Anatomy. He's also part of a local band, Left. He's the L. Levick is the L in Left. As well as several other local projects, including the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers tribute band Petty Thievery with Alice DiMaselli. Alice DiMaselli is performing tonight with Annie Cassad at the Cedarwood Barn to celebrate the release of Reverse the Flow. You can get tickets at alicedimaselli.com. Alice, Brett, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. Yep. That was a mouthful.
Yeah, it's great to have you back in the studio, and it's good to hear a new album from you. Let's talk about Reverse the Flow. You have a lot of regional, what I call A-list musicians on this album. Who worked with you?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, Brett Levick. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been working together for quite a few years now on production stuff, and he's amazing. We have... my band is Nick Kirby on drums, Rob Kohler on bass, and Andy Cassad on guitar. And then I had a host of other guests, so many other guests.
Did I see Jenny Conley of the Decemberists?
Yeah, Jenny Conley's on there. Skip Edwards, a gal named Sarah Duvalier, the amazing Daryl Anger. Who am I missing? I don't have
Artie
it
right Watson
in front of me. Artie Watson, the other drummer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And my friend Janelle Burdell played some percussion. Crystal Reeves, amazing violinist and amazing cellist, Michal Pauzovic. And I think that's about
quite a cast
close
there.
To it.
Yeah. A lot of folks we can find on a lot of different albums from local musicians here.
So we are pretty blessed with amazing musicians around here.
Yeah. So, Brett, this was recorded at your studio? Did I get that?
No, we have a great system that we started on Alice's three albums ago, which is Alice records her vocals and guitars at home, sends them to me, and I kind of take them from there and send them around, and then we reconvene.
We did the vocals at Sylvia Massey's audio shop. Uh-huh. All the lead vocals were done there. All the backing vocals were done at my studio.
With really expensive mics.
But I, you know, Sylvia said, I want you to come in and do something. And I was just like, well, we were going to do all the rhythm tracks live there, but my bass player, Rob, lives in Montana right now, taking care of mom. And so, you know, it was just not possible for him to come and do it live. And I didn't really want to get someone else because I wanted him. So we did the track out. And then we were going to do that at Sylvia's. And she's like, well, I still want you to come in the studio. So we decided to do my vocals there. And it was so much fun. She set up all these mics and I got to try the different mics. And I've used two of her different mics. One of them is a really old, vintage, amazing ribbon mic for one of the tunes. And it was really fun.
An old RCA. You almost didn't want to use it.
I think we have a couple of those in our mic closet.
Do you?
I wanted, the big box ones. Is that what you're talking about?
They're kind of square.
This one was rounded.
Round?
It was more rounded, and it's an old ribbon mic. But anyway, she was just like, let's try it. And it was noisy. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, but it's noisy. But it's on the song Bonafide. Uh-huh. And it just has that feel. It was like... It was so fun to sing.
It's got some overdrive. but good stuff, you know, right. Not the gives it digital
the warm,
stuff.
The warm feel to
yeah,
it.
The yeah. warm feel.
Well, and so considering it was recorded all over the place in different pieces and chunks, did a good job making it sound live and real. It sounds
Thanks.
Pretty
cool. Like That's that. My job.
Yeah, Brett's an incredible producer.
Excellent.
I tried to do that.
Alice DiMaselli, Brett Levick are my guests today in a JPR live session. We'd love to hear a song. What would you like to play?
Do you want to do The Ghost of Alice from the new record?
Sure.
Ooh, I really like that one. Yeah. It's Alice DiMaselli, Brett Levick in a JPR live session.
There's a broken down farmhouse on Highway 69. Ain't nobody lived there for a long, long, long time. And it don't matter if you pass on a hot summer day. There's a cold, cold wind gonna blow you away. An old woman died there in 1925, and nobody knew how long she'd been alive. But the townsfolk all feared her for most of her life. Since she took down Freddy with his own fishing knife. And the ghost of Alice sings with the owls at night. She's been stuck between the worlds ever since she opened her eyes. In the land of her mother, where the Ute have always been, scorned by her father's people for the shade of her skin. Now Freddy was a nuisance since the day he came to town, and he took to following young Alice around. And to his catcalls and advances, she just paid no mind. But Freddy kept watching and biding his time. One day up in the wet mountains, he caught her alone. And what happened next, only their horses know. And why the scars on her neck and her face were so bad, or why Alice made sure it was the last chance he had. And the ghost of Alice sings with the owls at night. She's been stuck between the worlds ever since she opened her. Father's people for the shade of her skin. And now her granddaughters gather in the mountains to look for the key, singing the old songs and prayers to set Alice free. Door and the ghost of Alice will wander no more. 69. Ain't nobody lived there for a long, long, long time. And it don't matter if you pass on a hot summer day. There's a cold, cold wind gonna blow you away.
That was The Ghost of Alice. It's a song from Alice DiMicelli's new album, Reverse the Flow. She and singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer Brett Levick are my guests today in a JPR Live session. There's a couple chances to check out the album release party tonight at the Cedarwood Barn and Talent and tomorrow at the Williams Grange. Tickets and information are at alicedimicelli.com. If I was going to use one word to describe your songwriting, it would be empathy. You've been a champion for the underrepresented. You've been an environmentalist since before it was cool, and it all resonates on Reverse the Flow. You debuted a song on your last JPR Live session that ended up as the first single from Reverse the Flow, I Wanna Love. And you write it in the first person, but it seems to be a message of empowerment that a lot of people could use. Tell us about that track.
Oh, that I love that song, and it's the song that I wish I would have written 40 years ago. Really, it's just about embracing, you know, the changes that we go through and these physical bodies that we live in. You know, we grow up thinking or being taught that we're supposed to look a certain way, we're supposed to be a certain size and a certain shape, and all of this. And I struggle with that. You know, it's like the self-talk that says, oh, you're not perfect enough, you're not this enough, you're not that enough, which comes really from the outside, and then it gets sort of planted in there, and then that little voice just keeps coming up.
Not even a banana.
So that song to me really means a lot, and it's kind of like the medicine I need in my life right now as I go through these different changes growing older, you know?
And I think it's something that a lot of people can kind of hold on to and get inspired by too.
So, I hope so. And thank you. That you know, I'm really kind of touched by your summing it up to empathy.
That's my favorite track on the album.
Yeah, it's a good tune. Yeah. The first one I focused on was the one that you just played. Actually, we got the full album, was The Ghost of Alice. It's a murder ballad, a ghost story. is it something you made up? Is it partially based in reality in there? Is it?
You know, it came to me. We were traveling in Westcliff, Colorado last year before Halloween. And basically, everywhere I went, I could just feel the ghosts, you know, the spirits, whatever you want to call them. And that song just ended up coming. We left Colorado and pulled into Kansas after I was talking to my friend, another great songwriter, Mark Gosnell, who was living in Salt Lake City at the time. And I was trying to get a gig there. And he told me he was staying at this haunted Airbnb. And he called me up and he said, oh my God, the woman's name who lived in this house was Alice. And he was telling me the story about this house. And it just, since I had just been having all these weird things, well, the night before, all night, these owls were singing and I could not sleep. And so I literally had to get out of the van. We stay in the van when we're traveling. And I had to get out because I was keeping my husband up. We had to drive a long way the next day. And I was just like, I can't sleep. So I just got up and went for a walk. And these two owls followed me all around town.
Wow.
I just walked around this little town of Westcliff. And the next day, the story just kind of came. So I don't know. I guess I made it up or I pulled it out of the wind. I like to think of myself as a song catcher sometimes. Yeah. You know, like I just kind of pick them up out of the wind. So, you know, the story is complicated, and I like complicated characters. You know, like, you can listen to it a few times. If you listen to it, every time you listen to it, you're going to get something else.
Right, yeah, I've picked up a few different things as it goes through.
You know, so it kind of addresses some different issues in there. And the first time I played it, a bunch of people came up and they go, oh my God, I needed that right now so bad. So I was like, okay, I guess it's a good one.
And it got a good haunting feel out of it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to play?
How about we do one of Brett's?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Brett, what do you got?
All right. We're going to do a song called Better Than That, which is the last song I wrote before I met my wife 30 years ago, and this is the last woman who dumped me. It's about her. So thankfully, she gave me this song, and she's happily married now. It worked out pretty well, because I got the song, and she got a husband. I think he has some skin disease, but, you know, I'm sure he's better than me in a lot of ways, and I'm not bitter.
Anyway, Alice DiMicelli and Brett Levick are my guests today in JPR live session. This is a Brett Levick tune. That was Better Than That, a song by Brett Levick. Brett Levick and Alice DiMicelli are my guests today in a JPR live session. You can catch Alice DiMicelli performing at the Cedarwood Barn in Talent tonight and at the Grange in Williams tomorrow night as a release party for her new album, Reverse the Flow. So, Brett, you've been making music for quite a while as a musician and a producer. You originally from France, or was that someplace?
Okay, so my parents moved to Paris when I was four. They were hippies. And I was there until I was 18. And at 18, I took a drive around the whole country for like 3 months here. Mm-hmm. And I ended up staying, and I lived in New York for a couple years and wound up in L.A., and you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, tell us a little about Gift Horse. I heard that
Gift Horse was great. We were like the OG indie band. We were on an indie label. We actually had a song called Heather's Arrest that made it on commercial radio for about 3 weeks, which was amazing, because like the first time we toured it, everybody was like, oh, Gift Horse. And then the second time we went back, we were like, hey, Gift Horse is playing again. You want to come out? And they were like, nah, Limp Bizkit's playing. We're going to do that tonight. But it had some really good songs. It was all recorded to tape live as a band. The band had my brother-in-law, Barry Oakley Jr., in it, a really good guitar player named Sven Speaker from Berlin, and a drummer. Chris Razzie, and we were a tight group that I think if we had stuck with what we were doing, you know, it would have come right back around to us. But, you know, we were into that, you know, 70s garage pop rock thing, and it kind of moved on without us.
Yeah.
Such a great album, though.
It's a really good album. I'll send you one. I think you would like it.
Yeah.
I have a whole box of them in my garage.
I'd love to hear it.
But yeah, so I did that. And then I found out that I had, you know, I was one of the first people who could do like rock music in a bedroom for TV and film. And I capitalized on that. We all did for years, and we ended up on a lot of shows and learned a lot of different styles, how to write different styles. And at some point, my kid was going first grade, so I ended up in Oregon because L.A. just wasn't cutting it. And here I am.
Yeah. Well, you've done a lot of producing around here. You worked on the Danielle Kelly Soul Project album, along with our engineer, John Griffin, as I've heard. Alice, you were helped with vocals on the album as well.
Yeah, I recorded a few of the vocals and got to sing backgrounds.
Uh-huh. I've produced a lot of people around. I love the musicians around here. I just, like, it's such an honor to get to play and produce with all these people. I mean, there's like per capita the amount of talent in this little area, which is really just a freeway exit,
right?
If you think about it,
right?
It's pretty amazing, you know.
Well, we've got something a little bit special. Reverse the Flow is the new Alice DiMicelli album. And joining Alice and Brett on this track is our own Danielle Kelly.
Yay! I was so happy she said yes.
This is Reverse the Flow, Alice DiMicelli, and a JPR live session.
One, two, one, two. So cold, you get ice. touch your toes. Your heart still flows. It doesn't matter, baby, which way is up or down. Reverse that flow. You'll come to know. It doesn't matter, baby, you're still here on the ground. Lately it feels like it's all someday. Invert your toes. Your heart still flows. It doesn't matter, baby, which way is up or down. Reverse that flow. You'll come to know. It doesn't matter, baby, you're still here on the ground. Invert your toes. Your heart still flows. It doesn't matter, baby, which way is up or down. Reverse that flow.
That was Reverse the Flow, Alice DiMicelli, Brett Levick, and joining them is JPR's own Danielle Kelly. Nice tune there, guys. Thanks for playing that.
Thank you.
So,
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah. In addition to your numerous local projects that you're all in, you're in petty thievery.
Yeah, that was a great story. So we met, anyway, I don't know if I can say where we met, can I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we met protesting back in 2015. So we just lost half the... no, but none of those people listen to this radio station. Anyway, and we were doing Alice's album, and when Tom Petty passed away, and we had been talking about how much we loved his music, and so we just were like, let's do it. And you know what? We did.
We did it. Yeah. Well, that was like... out of all the, you know, tributes and covers, like, that, you know, a lot of, you have, like, these little fantasies, oh, I'll do all of this person's, but, like, Petty was always the one for me, because I just, his songwriting is so diverse.
Right.
And I love that. And he's such an inspiration in that way. Like, I don't want to write the same song over and over again.
Right.
You know, and I love how his stuff is just so different. And Brett was like so into him too that we were just like, I was like, I want to do a Tom Petty band. He's like, I want to do a Tom Petty band. And then he passed away. And we were just like, oh, my God, we have to do it now.
Yeah.
We have to do it now.
And that band is always packed. Like, every show.
Everybody just loves Tom Petty.
Everybody loves Tom Petty.
When I first started playing guitar, I first started looking at the picture chords in a Grateful Dead songbook. And then right about that time, I started to learn moving my chords around. Wildflowers came out. And I was able then to just pick up some of the guitar parts, just listening to it on the radio or on a CD. And at that point, I'd listened to him for a while. But at that point, I was like, wow, there's just a lot going on here. There's all these just really accessible songs and just interesting lyrics and interesting way they put things together.
He can do a lot with four chords.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, amazing. But yeah, we always talk about how our feelings are hurt, you know, because more people come to see our Tom Petty shows than our own stuff.
But come see the original music too, please.
But, you know, it's better than nothing, you know. I will take it.
That it is the only way to make money in a band is to play covers, it seems like.
It's going to be covers. It might as well be Tom Petty.
Might as well. Well, how about a Tom Petty tune?
Sure.
Let's do it.
What are you going to play?
We'll play Wildflowers since you mentioned it.
Excellent.
We'll try.
Alice DiMaselli and Brett Levick, otherwise known sometimes as Petty Thievery, in the JPR Live session.
One, two, three. Troubles and worries.
That's Ellis DeMicheli and Brett Levick with Wildflowers, a Tom Petty tune. They are part of a tribute band called Petty Thievery. Who else is in that band with you guys?
So, Gene Black is on lead guitar.
Yeah, he was Joe Cocker's guitar player for a lot of years.
He's amazing. He's kind of like one of those monster guitar player guys.
And
Jeff Atticott is on bass. And Mark Thomas is on keyboards. And Nick Kirby is on drums.
Yeah, Nick Kirby's our new drummer. He used to be our bass player.
He was our original bass player, but he's been my drummer. Well, he was my bass player first, and then he became my drummer.
Yeah.
And he's been playing with me for, I think, about 10 years now.
Yep.
He's a great drummer.
Well, you have a couple local shows here as a release party for Reverse the Flow.
Yes.
Then what's going on?
Then I go up to Eugene. Next weekend, I go up to Eugene in Portland. I have shows Friday in Eugene, Saturday Portland, the 14th, 15th. And then I have, you know, Thanksgiving time off, but, you know, working on other stuff, working in the computer and promoting everything and whatnot. And then I have a show in Roseburg on December 5th and then a show in Corvallis on December 6th. And then we've got Petty Thievery the 19th and 20th at the Talent Club of December. And then from there, next year is a bunch of California shows in February. And then I'm not quite sure where I'm going to end up, but I'll be, we'll be pretty much living in the van.
Yeah, I'm following you on social media. I see you're all over the place all
the
time. Yeah,
last year was crazy. We drove all across the country and it was amazing. And I did like all solo shows, but it was so fun. And I feel very blessed to get to do what I do. I love what I do, and I love connecting with the people at the shows. Mm-hmm. And like for me, it's all about kind of creating community and family everywhere I go. And I'm really, so I get extra specially happy at home where I am with my community and family.
Right.
Yeah, this person is a very, very good professional performer and singer. I mean,
so, Brett, what are you up to next?
I have a new single that came out 2 days ago, but I'm not allowed to say the name on the radio. But
beep, beep.
It starts with F and U and then the word money.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting a lot of play. I think I'm going to make a record.
Because
I have a bunch of songs that I haven't released because I've been so busy with other people's stuff. And I'm not getting any younger, so there might be a new Brett Levick record in the making.
We'll look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, but if you can check out that cuss word song, it's on all the streaming platforms.
All right.
I could use the momentum.
Sounds good. But you can find out more about Brett Levick at brettlevick.com and on the social media platforms and streaming. And you can find more about Alice DeMicheli at alicedemicheli.com. And thanks you both for coming in.
Thank you so much, guys. Dave. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you to John Griffin for engineering.
Absolutely.
And thank you to Danielle Kelly for singing with us. And that was such a treat
for
me. Jeffrey, my sidekick, my happy sidekick.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Best roadie husband ever.
JPR Live Sessions are engineered by John Griffin of Luna Zen Studios, made possible with support from the Talent Club in downtown Talent, Oregon, with live music and cold drinks and a casual atmosphere. Their live music schedule could be found at talentclublive.com. And thanks for listening to JPR Live Sessions. I'm Dave Jackson. More Open Air continues in just a moment.